This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple out today. Jake Swords and Bill Bush with you. Bill is in the studio. I am live from my hotel room in New York City ahead of tomorrow's Pinstripe Bowl. But Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
That's close.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today, Bill?
Yeah, as we talked about earlier, Shin Daddy's off.
Okay, so
yep, Shin Daddy is off. He's off for several days here. This is the one time he got to kind of recharge, plug back in. He has, you know, he's active a lot of days. You know, he goes, you know, he's over, you know, the number of days that he's got events going. So this is kind of his time to kind of regroup, recharge. He kind of, him and Tamara get together and they kind of plan out their schedule of events for the next year. And so there's a lot of, so when you say he's off, he's really not off. He just doesn't have that event that day at the bank, but he's in perpetual motion. And he's still off, but now he's still available for banking though. Make sure everyone knows that he is available for banking.
You know, he deserves all the breaks he can get, Bill, because his mind is always working. He's always thinking, always innovative. So Shin Daddy,
he's got two jobs. He has a major event every day. Then also he's the number one banker in Nebraska. So he's got a lot of stuff going on.
It's kind of a big deal.
So Shin Daddy again is off for a few days here. So, but he'll be a full participant in banking today at Midwest Bank in Creighton.
Yes, thank you, Shin Daddy. I'm looking right now, but I opened up the window. I opened up the curtains. I'm looking directly at Madison Square Garden as we speak, Bill. And the sun is, this is just a beautiful setting here on the 19th floor at the New Yorker Hotel. I'm seeing the light up screen change a lot for the billboard on the arena.
Have you seen Spike Lee?
I have not. I'm hoping to see Spike. Now, it would help if there's a Knicks game.
That would help a lot.
But the Knicks game was on Christmas Day. I'm 1,000% sure he was at that game, but I've yet to see Spike. At all. I'm impressed. I had no idea that the subway is right by the stadium, on both sides.
You can access
the subway. So it should be pretty quick in and out of Madison Square Garden, hypothetically, I guess. In terms of getting out of there and getting there. But anybody who drives to the game would be crazy. You take the subway or you don't go to the game. Is what the locals tell me.
Yeah, it would be next to impossible. I've been dropped off in front of the arena before, but I've also done the subway before also. So the subways, I'd hope all the local, the vacationing Husker fans get a chance to be on the subway. I thought it was really, really cool to take that, and I was on it a bunch on different times, and I thought it was really cool to check out how that works.
Before we move on to the portal, I'm seeing a text I got to read that says you'll like this, Bill, from the text line 402-464-5685. Texture says, I want to give a big thank you for Bill for holding down the fort while the rest of the clowns are out gallivanting around the country. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill. Who sent that text?
I'm trying to see what this person's name is.
Is it unnamed texter?
It's unnamed texture. I'm looking all the way back. I don't see a name on this person.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Yeah, me and Young Ben are here, and everyone else is on vacation. You guys are out at steakhouses. You're out till 2 a.m. at pubs, and me and Ben are here in Lincoln, just trying to hold a station together, which Young Ben is doing,
hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, and Young Ben is killing. He was very this morning. I don't know what, but Ben beat me here this morning, which is usually a rarity. That happens. It doesn't happen very often. A lot of times I'm usually in my truck waiting, aren't I, Ben?
Right.
And today Ben was in here. He knew the magnitude of what was going on with the game tomorrow, and he was running the show. He's running the show for the next for the next show. Ben also is going to be in studio, manning the station. So thank you to Young Ben. He's made my Christmas. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. You are appreciated, and your efforts do not.
Thank you, unnamed texter. Yes, we are here.
That was a good text.
Yes, it was. 464-5685, call or text as always. Tomorrow is the closing day of the portal. Opened up on December 9th. It went all the way to tomorrow. So I don't think if Nebraska has any sort of news, you'll have anything tomorrow on actual game day. But if they were to add anybody else, that might be today. But they've had a busy week. They get Dane Key, receiver from Kentucky, transfers to Nebraska. Good stats for him at Kentucky. He follows his receivers coach, Dakeel Shorts, to Lincoln. Naziah, of course, from California to Nebraska, another receiver there. And they've got a couple other additions. They got the Andrew Marshall, the Idaho defensive back, commits to Nebraska. So I'm trying to read what people's assessments are of the portal. And I think in general, Bill, it's pretty positive of how this turned out from players that went in the portal and who you get out of it. I don't think there's maybe the panic that you were seeing in the first couple of days, which is natural when you see all your guys leave. But as you have pointed out many times, the roster sizes are getting smaller. We're going to 105. This is very tough to get this in a position where, you know, you get new guys in and also get enough guys going out. So I don't envy anybody on the staff in terms of trying to navigate how to make rosters smaller and make your teams better in this time of year.
Yeah, I think there's several things to discuss, just to make sure that the fans understand that the portal closing is only closing for entry. It's not closing to leave. And so the portal, so you'll hear portal news in 3 days, like, whoa, what's going on? That's just someone leaving. You just have to be in the portal at this time. So there's no cutoff for this.
Okay.
And in general, everyone who's in is basically in. The other thing to remember too is that grad transfers can declare and go anytime that they want. And so if there's someone that is playing 3 days from now and all of a sudden they're in the portal or they're at that, it's like, well, how can this be? It's because they're grad transfers. So there's a lot of different scenarios out there, but you do have to be in the portal by the cutoff time with that. But the grad transfer, you know, means a lot. And also with, in general, I'm going to say it's probably in the 99.9 percentile that the players you're dealing with in the portal are scholarship players. And so actually the roster is not getting smaller for scholarship players. It's getting larger. You can now have 105 players that can all be on scholarship. So the roster size management comes more within the walk-on part of it. They actually will have more numbers as far as scholarship players than what they've ever had.
But, yeah, okay, thank you for that clarification. But in terms of still, this would be, I can't imagine the 19 days that, I know they said they can go to the portal still after the 28th, but in terms of going to new school, I can't imagine the chaos of this 19 days. Plus, as we discussed the last few weeks, preparing for your bowl game, trying to get that last win of the season. And if you're a playoff team, trying to get several wins. Bill, how much has this month changed in the coaching profession?
Oh, it's changed like 80-90%. Yeah, the change, I've said that, you know, a bunch of times on air that the in college football throughout my entire 34 years of Division I coaching, that basically it changed 3-4% every year. So just one little change, one little hiccup, something different in recruiting, and then it changed 80% at one time. And so it's a new territory that no one has dealt with, and it is craziness. And like I which I mentioned before, that until you give some sort of a pass, like they do with graduate assistants, that they don't have to attend school the next, because right now where they're all screwed up is they're trying to keep this as a one semester sport, and it's not a one semester sport anymore. Even though you'll see the playoff games going into that, it's still, they're trying to keep it that way. And the entire problem with everything that's going on with people getting in the portal, because they've got to get in right now, is because they have to get in to get started in January. And that's where everything, like you said, but if you keep this system, it is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. It would be coaches leave during the season with games. I think you'll see bowl games. I think Washington State in the Holiday Bowl, and help me with who they're playing, but both coaches are gone.
Syracuse, right?
What's that? No, Syracuse. They're playing Syracuse. Cause that's not accurate then. But there was one bowl game that where both, was it UNLV, I believe, potentially, whoever they were playing.
That's possible.
That were both gone. But anyway, my point is that you don't see all of a sudden that the Titans are in the playoffs in the NFL and the Cowboys job comes available, and they leave the Titans in the playoffs and go to another team. You don't see any of those things. And so until they get the grasp on that, it's no longer a once or you have to move the season, which means you start games in August and you start playing things in early August. And then you don't have as much stuff. But to say that you have your main portal work being done in the heart of bowl season, in the heart of playoffs, and you know, a couple teams. I mean, the I'm very confused a little bit with Perbula from Penn State, because there's a couple other schools, SMU and a couple other schools. I know that Brown at Ohio State are in the portal, but they're sticking with their team and through the playoffs. And so some guys, were able to do that where he is not available for the team. And so that part of it makes, in their discussion, that he had to go. Well, so some went, some didn't. So that's kind of a personal choice. But until you wrap your arms around the scheduling and try to either say, listen, we're no longer a one semester sport, we have to have a plan for this.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Because for free agency, can you imagine if free agency was going on in the NFL during the playoffs? So it's wild card weekend, and also free agency is going on. It's impossible for it to add up. And the only way to change it is you have to be able to say that either we go longer, which means that if someone goes in the portal in January, and it all gets back to, you know, I've talked about this for forever. And that I feel that camp is a little bit long. You could do it with less at the end. But in the end, you know, he said like that. I know on another show, too, I listened. They felt the same way, that spring ball is basically going to come to an end. It's going to be more in the OTA type of situation. Because to have a roster, have a team, spring game, all that stuff, next to impossible. And so they're just, like I said, it's just the schedule, the reason that the NFL can keep everything separate is because they're based on a full year, and it's not a semester, and because of the starting of school, and I don't want to eliminate school, it's still college. And so the only way to do it is you let someone that transfers late, they can still come to that school and not have to be enrolled, or they can be in 6 hours or whatever it is late, or you have to start the season earlier, which means the opening game start in August, early August. So you're kicking off and games are August 6th, the 8th, whatever. That way things are done. That's the only way to do it. If not, if you try to stay on this semester system for those players, that will be, you know, complete chaos. It's the same way. It's so simple in basketball. Season ends in, you know, 1st of April. Like April 2nd is the national championship game, right? Yeah. Well, that you have plenty of time then after that because the next semester starts August 20-something.
Right.
So that's where the system's all out of whack, is that they're trying to keep it as a one semester system. And that's just not going to work, because you cannot, if they go through this again next year and the portal is at the exact same time of all these things going on, that is just complete craziness to be able to have that. There's stuff that's so nuts, Jake. I mean, someone could have left their team. Let's see. Let's just take a game that's going on right now. We've got who's Texas playing in the playoffs, Ben? Can you help me out with that? Who are they up against here now in the look it up. Think. Go to your phone, Ben. Go to your Texas phone. Let's go to Google, Ben, and pull that up for me right now. It's a pretty good game that they have. Who's Texas playing, Ben? Because I can't remember off the top of it.
Arizona State. Texas play Arizona State.
So Arizona State could have taken a player from Texas 2 weeks ago onto their team and then had inside information. Think about that. Someone could leave Texas, go to Arizona State, and he could be in there not playing against them, but he could be like, okay, tell me all about your check system. Tell me all about this. Can you imagine that?
No, it could happen. Like that.
It could happen.
I don't like that.
And that's
now,
what
I mean, in the NFL, again, this is, I'm not trying to compare, but that happens once in a while where a player gets cut from a team and he might go join.
Yep, that can happen. You're correct. Right,
or the team they're playing. That's been around forever. That's nothing new. That would be completely new in college.
In college, it'd be new. Yeah, there's all kinds of different things that get that happen. But if you don't change, it's very simple. It can no longer be a one semester sport. That's why they have all, because the whole situation is like, we have to do the portal now because they have to be able to change schools and they have to be able to start school in January. And that can't be, because to put coaches and players through that nightmare that they have and that's horrific for them to have to be able to do that and the plans they have to do. And some people say, well, you know, if you stay and you are transferring and say you're one of those backups and they go in and they play and they get hurt, and then it's like, okay, do I still have that deal with this other school? Probably not. That's probably one of the things that goes on with it. But until they make that change, that's the way it gets fixed.
You mentioned, Bill, that it appears, you know, going forward that you know this might be the end of spring football as we know it. It might be more like OTAs. As a coach, like how much did that change, I guess, the formation of a team? How much does where it potentially is going change from what it currently is? Like what? How much does that affect rosters? How much does that affect coaching? What would that look like for someone on the outside?
I don't think it would be an issue really at all. I think it's going to be one of those where it's going to be, first of all, everyone in the spring is the most concerned about is injury. And so it's like, boy, we go through spring ball and it's imperative to have it. And so you would still probably, when it's all said and done, have the same number. So you'd probably have an OTA in March, an OTA in May, something, a three-day one in June, whatever. So you'd still get your practices. And then also now it's way different in college. I mean, you can have a football. You can do things with them starting right away. So you have way more time in college than you do in the NFL with your team, with film, with your, because in NFL, there's a lot of times you can't even get in the building. It's like they're off. And so if you think about this, when the national championship game was played, and I was in one of those, and we played a little bit earlier. I thought it was more around like the, all I know is this, is when I was at LSU, we played the national championship game. Our new freshmen were at the game because they were already enrolled as classes had started. So they were already enrolled, and the new freshmen were in New Orleans for the game. At that, so when everyone got back from the game, you know what started, within whatever time, winter conditioning. So just imagine if a week after the Super Bowl, if all the NFL teams had to report back, there's no reporting back. You know, it's not until, you know, whatever time that they have off. Now they're pros, not taking care of themselves. My point is that college, you have way more time. And then once you report back, guess what else you can do? You can meet with them. You can learn football. You can do all those things. So for them to say that we don't get enough time, there's plenty of time to get it together. You're just going to see less contact. You're going to see more OTA type of thing when there'll be some times they'll be able to do some live work and stuff. But there'll be a little bit less to be able to put that all together in my mind.
We have a comment on YouTube, Bill. This is from Justin Old Boot. Says the portal has taken away the idea of team commitment for the fans to support. It is now just backing a name brand, and that is sad to me.
There's a lot of accuracy there. A lot of accuracy because, you know, and I would say this for obviously listening to this show, being an old-time Nebraska fan, you know, me and Steve have talked about that when you'd open up the World Herald and you would look at the depth charts and you would study people, who they are and where they're from, and then you just kind of followed them from freshman year. It's like, oh, cool, I remember them recruiting, then redshirt freshman year, then sophomore year. Maybe, well, we played a little bit. Interesting. And all of a sudden, sometimes it would be junior year, now they're playing or whatever. Sometimes you see fifth year guys that all of a sudden had tremendous fifth year and then went on even to even play at the next level. But you knew names, you followed people. And so that is a of it. It's everywhere. But yeah, that is a part that you are really, you know, you're really backing a jersey, a program, yep, than you are the people within. Because of that, and that was one of the things I think Nebraska enjoyed this year, was there were so many players that had been around for so long, which is rare. And so, like I said, the Nash and the Ties, yeah, and Ty, Giffords, yeah, and all those guys had been around a long time. And so that was interesting. That part of it is something that is not the same. And that makes it does make it difficult. And like you said, that these, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, so much on Colorado with Coach Prime and his change. I believe Arizona State was 50 players.
They had a lot. Yep.
Their roster was, their turnover was insane, what they did. And they're now the fourth seed in the playoffs. And so some fans will push back like, well, I'm okay with this, worth where it's at. But you'll struggle with that connection with a player over the time they walk into the program to the time they leave. And that core group that stays together, well, that will be much smaller, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Doug says on YouTube, turnstile rosters, the new world order. Huh? It kind of feels like that, but
no, it does. Like I said, and like I said, it's one of those things. You know, Steve talked about it a lot on the show about, you know, better times. He liked 1986 better, and there were so many things to it because everyone knows and feels that I know I do. I think it's a common, even amongst the coaches, of there should be compensation for the players and the name, image, and likeness, and that there's things that make sense. When all those things make sense, though, it will tear away at some of the coolness of what was going on prior to when it was simply scholarship based and the way things were done and the way you couldn't transfer. There were some things about it that made you work through certain things, and it let you, you know your roster, you know, really, really well at that time. And so there's always a little bit of give and take to everything.
Different times for sure. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God, he's got the chills with that. I don't like those words.
No, it's not terrible.
No, don't want that. And if you were smart, if you listen to the show for a long time, you'd probably go talk to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner.
Number one.
All 93 counties of the glorious state of Nebraska have Applied Connective. And yeah, 99% retention rate. It's incredible. They manage IT and cybersecurity, audio, video, and more. Any sort of IT problem, it's a one-stop shop. They do everything. Stop shopping around from different places. It's one place. Go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation today. You will not regret giving those guys a call.
Now, when you're watching the game tomorrow at 11 a.m. kickoff here like that, and you're wondering, like, oh, I'm watching the game. It's awesome. You know why it's awesome? Because you're protected, because your YouTube account's not getting hacked. All of a sudden, Allo's not getting hacked. It's all because of Applied Connect. The reason you're watching the game in comfort tomorrow is because of Applied Connect, and remember that.
We thank them for helping us out. AppliedConnective.com is how you can get them for a free consultation today. When we come back, it's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Freaky Football Friday. That is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.